Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Shkalim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Solomon, Le'iloi Nishmas Rabbi Cheskel ben Rabbi Yisrael.
Maseches Shkalim, Daf Hey. I'm going to go through this first daf of the second Perek by offering a brief introduction explaining the Yesodiyistik Ashaylois that the Meforshim address here. Then we'll go through the raid and explain how the Meforshim address these questions, and then we'll do a brief sikum summary at the end explaining the basic shitois in the Inyan. I feel that this daf needs to be done this way. So a couple of basic questions that need to be asked and are dealt with in the Meforshim in the beginning of the second Perek here are, one, Shiloh, when is the kiyum of the mitzvahs machtas hashekel actually niskayim? Is it niskayim when the person is mafrish it and sets it aside, and already at that point it's miskayim? Or do we say that it's miskayim at some later point? Either perhaps it's miskayim later when the giving of the machtas hashekel is given to the givbor, when it's given over to Hekdesh physically, or perhaps we could say that it's miskayim even later on when the truma of the lishka is done, and at that point you toirem the shkolim in the lishka. It's one Shaila. A second question is, when does the Halois Hekdesh actually Chal? A possibly related question, when does it become Hekdesh? Do we say that at the moment of the Hafrosh, when the person designates it, sets it aside as a Machsa Shekel, it becomes Kodosh, or does it become Kodosh at some later point in time? A couple of places in this Mishnah right away, at the beginning of the second Perek, with Meforshim deal with the Shaila. One place at the beginning of the Perek, it says in the Mishnah, Mitzarfin Shkolom L'dar Choynois Mepnei Masoi Haderech. So, that you're allowed to take a lot of different machsa shekel coins, half shekel silver coins that were given by the people, and you can combine them into these large gold coins, matbeya shelzov, called darchoinois, and that's mepnei masi hadech. The people are going to be taking it up to Yerushalayim. It's difficult to take such a large weight, many, many machsa shekel silver coins, you combine it to the gold coins. What's the reason for this? Is that because the mitzvah is already niskayim of the mesinus machsa shekel, the mitzvah has to be given with machsa shekel kesef, but I can, now that it's already niskayim by the giving, and now we're allowed to combine them into gold coins and mitzvahs niskayim already? Or do we say that the reason is, even though the mitzvah is not fully niskayim yet till it gets to Hekdesh, till it gets to Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, but afal pi kein, maybe we could say that there is actually, it's mutter to give masa shekel and fulfill the mitzvah durch a shomer kesef of matpeya shalzov, even though it's not an actual silver coins of masa shekel kesef? I mean, that's a shaila in the Meforshim, like we'll see. Likewise, at the end of this Mishnah, we have also a big shaila in many Meforshim. So it says over there that if the people sent up Bnei Ho'ir, that sent Shluchim to bring up the Machsa Shekel coins, and it was Nignevu Oisha Ovdu, from the Shluchim, before it got to Yerushalayim, before it got to the Rishus of Hekdesh. So, it says, if it was actually Nitzrum HaTruma, if the Truma Talishka was not yet taken, so then the Shluchim swear to the Bnei Ho'ir, and the Bnei Ho'ir have to be Shoiklam Acherim Tachtehem, that they have to send other Machsa Shekel coins. A big shayl over here. Do I learn that the reason that the Bnei Ho'ir have to send other Machsa shekel coins in place of the first is because the mitzvah was not yet miskayim and the mitzvah wasn't fulfilled yet, and that's why, because they didn't get to the Beis HaMikdash yet, to the Gizbor, perhaps. Maybe that's the reason, and therefore, since they weren't miskayim, the mitzvah yet mameila, they have to send more coins, which is how some learn. Or should we learn that really Be'etz and Be'etz already were miskayim, but the mitzvah alein by giving the Masa Shekel, the moment that they gave it and it got to became Kodosh, if you hold like that, it got the Rishus Hekdesh, but Afal Pikein, there's a Din Achrayos and Donayadin, a Din Noisef that it has to reach Hekdesh, and if it doesn't actually reach the Beis HaMikdash, then there's an under din, a new din that they have to give again, even though Be'etzem, they already were Mekayim the mitzvah the first time, because they weren't Mekayim the new din, that it has to reach Hekdesh. That's another big shaila. Be'etzem, this second question, and you have to speak this out at the outset, that it has to be asked primarily, not really so much on the Mishnah lane, but rather on the Machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, which is towards the end of Halacha Aleph over here in the Yerushalmi. By the case of a Hifrish Shkolo Ovad, the person with Mafish Shekel got lost, and by Mrs. Mavur over there, the Rish Lakish Shita is that he does not Chayav Achriyusoi. He's potter from having Mekabel Achrayus, because Rish Lakish says that already got to the Rishus Govoya, and that's Kol Eichad the Issa Begata the Rachmona Issa, that's the Loshna Bavli that the Rishonim bring, before Shem bring down Loshna Yushalmi, is Rishus Agavoya Bechol Mokon Shehu, it already got to the Rishus Hekta Shosh by being Mafish, and you're potter from Achrayus. Only a Kurab Yoichanon, who he passed Yerushalmi, like he holds that if you lose the shekel that you're mafresh, then you chayav b'achrayis. And Be'etzim, the Yerushalmi is mavur that according to Rish Lakish Hashita, Be'etzim b'yisoid hadvorim, a person's mafresh the matzah shekel, it radios mekayim everything. It's only according to Rabbi Yochanan that you weren't mekayim, and that's why you have to be b'chayav and the achray. So why does, according to Rish Lakish, why in our Mishnah is it that if it was lost from the shluchim, that the b'nei have to be shekel machayim tachtem? So it's mavur and Yerushalmi, that's because of a takona. That's a special din, a takona. The Maharal Fulda and his parish in Yerushalmi from the earlier Meforshim on Yerushalmi, he says that takana is in order that people shouldn't be mezalzel in the shekels, the shkolim, by sending them in the hands of a shliach koldhu. In other words, they won't be careful to send in the hands of a gutta shliach, a careful shliach, they'll send in the hands of a very uncareful, careless shliach, a shliach koldhu. So the Chazal Masake, in order to avoid this, that if it does get lost in the hand of the shliach, specifically in the shliach, that's the case of the Mishnah, so then you have to mafash achem tachtem. The Korban Eidah goes with a slightly different mahalach, and he says that the Chazal were masaking this thing in order that people should take the shekels up themselves off mitzvah yotzim b'shlucha. It's not according to him, it's not a vote of a careless shliach, but rather the Chazal wanted the people to take themselves off mitzvah yotzim b'shlucha. It better do it yourself. So therefore, they were masaking according to each one, the Islay, the Morafolda, the Korban Eidah, and Shehi, according to Rish Lakish, is a special takana if it was lost in the hands of a shliach. But be a soid hadvorim, that's the real ikker din, which according to Rish Lakish, which is what you do find if it was lost from the hands of the mafresh alein, the person alein, according to Minachai b'achrayes. So that's where the question really needs to be asked. According to what's Rish Lakish Shita? What is a Yochanan Shita? Should we learn that according to Rish Lakish, it's already Kadosh, the shekel has a kedusha, and the mitzvah is scam already the moment of the hafrosha, and a Yochanan perhaps argues on this, and he holds maybe it's not Kadosh, which is how someone, like we'll see, and the mitzvah is not niskayim yet, or is there a new din, really Rish Lakish agrees with a Yochanan? And they both agree that the Yisoida it's Kadosh, and maybe the mitzvah is already niskayim afilu, the moment you're mafresh. But afal pikein, there's a naya din, a din noisef, that you have to see to it that it reaches the hand of fekdish, and if this naya din is miskayim, then you're going to have to mafresh another machsa shekel, just another kayim, the other din, that it actually should reach the hand of hekdish. So these are some of the yisoidiyistika shailas, which is dealt with by Harchava, and by various mahalchim, by the various meforshim, the achroinim, based upon the rishainim. With that, we'll begin, and we'll start saying over some of the raid here in the sugya. At the beginning of the Mishnah, where it says that you mitzarif in shkolim l'dorchonis b'nei masi haderech, that you're allowed to take the shekels that the various people gave, which are big, a lot of number of them, of silver coins, you combine them into a small number of big gold coins and take them up. So it's mavur in the shiori korban, which is the korban's aedes hoisofois, that he goes more barachov, it's printed at the bottom of the page of the Yerushalmi edition of Yerushalmi. So the korban, the shiori korban writes over there that you see from here, a yesoid, that be'etzem be'yesoid hadvorim, it is possible to make the mitzvah for machsa shekel, not dafka through silver, but afilu through a shavah kesef, afilu through other things. And be'etzem, the Shiori Korban says, that you see in the Yerushalmi over here that you didn't have to use gold coins either. The Yerushalmi asks, in the beginning of the sugya, v'yasam oysam margolias. Maybe you should take pure pearls, and it will be even easier to take it up, because the pearls are expensive, and it's a smaller quantity. So the Yerushalmi asks, why don't you convert it into margolias pearls? And the Yerushalmi answers, shema tazel margolias v'nim tzeik d'shmafsid, like the Meforshim explained, that pearls fluctuate more in price than the gold coins, which are more or less stable, and therefore is a big concern that maybe you're going to lose that. Hekdesh will be mafsid if the gold, if these pearls, the magolias, are going to go down in value after you apply the shekels onto the magolias. And the mela, that's the reason, a special naya takonas chazal, where you're not allowed to convert it onto magolias. The state in Shiori Korban, that you see again, that be a soid hadvorim, be'etzim, you could use any kind of a shovet kesef on the deraisa level, certainly, and be mekaya in the mitzvah machsa shekel durch the giving of these shovet kesef with the value of the machsa shekel. As I state in Shiori Korban, but then the Shiori Korban is Moisif, that he holds, is what he names on, that Be'emesis is Toloy in a Machloikas Tanoim. Which Machloikas? The Machloikas are Meir in the Tanakama, the Rabbana that we had yesterday in the Daf Dalar of the first pair. And that is, that there was a Shail over there in dashing the Pasuk of Ze Yitnu. The Meir holds from the Pasuk of Ze Yitnu in Pashas Kisinsa that the Ibishtu was Heramat Be'eshal Eish to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told him Koze. And from there, the Yushami learned that a special din of Kalboy, and we went through the Shitas yesterday, different Meforshim, exactly how he learned Kalbin out of Zayitnu. Some say the Matbeah Shleish was the Kalbin, and we went through this yesterday, different Shitas. Al-Koponim, according to Meir, Zayitnu has a purpose, and it's used up with the Drosh of Kalbin. What are the Rabbonim who don't hold this din, the Reis of Kalbin, like we discussed yesterday? What do they do with this Pasuk of Zayitnu? So state and Shiri Korban that they are going to use it to tell you that it's Zay, I mean, Dafka Matbeah Shal Kesef, has to be Kesef, silver coin, Dafka, and it's not okay to use any kind of a Shon, kekesef, kekesef. Normally, other places I find shavu kesef kekesef, but dafka not over here. So look to shiori korban, because they yitnu according to Rabbanan is going to tell you dafka kesef. So the state, the bottom line of the shiori korban, that even though he's medayik, that the mission of the sugya, they go over here that shavu kesef is kekesef and mekay master shekel. But beemes is that only goes like Reb Meir, and the ikur is lahalacha is the Rabbanan shita that they are going to learn youth from shavu kesef from they yitnu the shavu kesef is not kekesef because they're dafka mebeis shavu kesef, and that's the final maskana of the shiore korban. That is the shita of the shiore korban. So clearly he's understanding that when you mitzaref the shkolim into the gold coins of the chaynois, the mitzvah was not yet niskayim, was not yet given over to the rishus hekdish, to gidbor. And in meila, we can actually take out of here what is the oifen of the kiyam mitzvah, that it can miskayim shove a kesef according to this sugya, but he happens to hold that that's not lahalacha, because we go like he understands in the rabbanon, which he understands are going to use the zeh yitnu to tell you that kesef is dafka, and you cannot use shove kesef ke kesef. Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe in Yeridei Chelak Aleph Kuf Tzadik, Reb Moshe brings down the Shiori Korban, and Reb Moshe Dingzach on the Shiori Korban learns a little bit differently. Reb Moshe Tain is that he believes it doesn't work out, because he says if you look in Rashi Bukhari's Daf Nun Aleph, which talks a little bit about this in the Bavli, in the same sugya as here in the Yerushalmi, so in Bukhari's Daf Nun Aleph, Rashi quotes this whole sugya over here, which is to say that L'choria could have been Yaso Isam Agolios, you could even have made it into pearls. So that the answer is Rashi brings down, because it might be the Masa, it's going to come out to be, had it be Tazil, the Margolios, the price will subsequently go down and Hekdash will lose out. So that the Maisha, why would Rashi chap on to a Zach? It's a Sugi Yushalmi, but if it's only a Shita Yechido, the Shita Samer, which is not the Ikal Halacha altogether, how could Rashi just bring in them a Pshita? So that mentioning Klalu Klal, that this Shita is not the Halacha, and it's not the Ikar. And a Mailer of Maisha says that he can't accept this Nakuda, that this Yerushalmi is Mavur, the Shavah Kesef is Kekesef, and that's the Pshat and the Shaili Yasso is in Konkolias, and it's not Lahalocha. Now, it's going to lay tzu to this one point, that if that's going to be the whole Hasaga, it should be mentioned that yesterday we said over the whole Mishnah Saliyo yesterday on Daf Dalit, that he's read a Medayik from a couple of Rashis on Kalboin, that Rashi holds that Ramea Shita is the Iker on Kalboin. That's why Rashi brings down the way he understands it, that a Kalboin is an absolute din. Rashi brings down in Bechiris that there's an absolute the obligation to give a kalbon, which the way the Mishnah Saliyo explains, it's only Reb Meir, not the Rabbanon over there. So, granted, the Mishnah Saliyo writes with the Mamish Behedya that Rashi held that Reb Meir is the Ikashinta. So if you're going to accept that Mishnah Saliyo, then Rashi could really bring down this sugya in the Yushalmi here. Yasoi Samagolias, Shematazel Magolias. In other words, it really it goes maybe Dafka like Reb Meir, but Rashi happens to hold like Reb Meir, and therefore we're going to go Ashova Kesef is Kekesef. But of course, if you say that, you'll have to assume that the Ikar Halacha is the Shavah Kesef Iski Kesef in Piroin in Bimekai the Mitzvah Machsa Shekel, and the Shiori Korban, of course, the way Alpi Darko he names on that Rei is not the Iker, and in fact we're going to go that the Iker is the Rabbanon, which he learns up that the Rabbanon holds Shavah Kesef is not Kesef. So it's Nishkin Opfreg in the Iker Derech of the Shiori Korban, the Yisoid HaDerech that is telling Rei the Rabbanon, if we'll accept that Rei really is the Iker, which is how the Mishnah Saliyo names on in the Das Rashi. Rav Moshe Feinstein, however, understands that differently. Rav Moshe says like this, Avada v'avada, Dr. Moshe, the pshat is that the moment that the person is mafresh a machsa shekel, he's mekayim the mitzvah. That's it. The mitzvah of giving machsa shekel is fulfilled. Zeh yitnu, you gave it. Because it's one part of the Rishus Hekdish, and it's in the Rishus Gavoya at the moment that you were makdash, you spoke it out. That's a mirosa l'gavoya. It's like misirosa l'hedit. A mirosa l'gavoya works right away. You just speak it out and it becomes hektish. And memeila, at that moment it's given, and you're mekayim the mitzvah. Dr. Moshe, we do find that there's a chi of achrayas, and we go lahalocha like Rabbi Yochanan later on, and there's a mamashi after mashlim, even if you personally were mafish a shekel and it got lost after you mashlim it. So to the Moshe, that's nish to leave them that you were never mekayim originally the ikr mitzvah. The mitzvah was mekayim. But there's an oid din that the Moshe speaks out over there in the tshuva, oid chiyuv, linois sheyovoi shikloi lemikdosh, kdeilios betrumas halishka. That's what the Moshe says. There's another din that you should see to it that your shekel comes to the mikdash so that it should be a chelik of the Trumas Halishka, and that oid din, that sveiter din, is what was not fulfilled, and to a kind that sveiter din, that's why we're coming out that there's a din achrayos if it didn't reach the actual rishus of the gizbor yet, and it became lost and something happened to it, so you have to give it again. So Rav Moshe is madgish like this. Rav Moshe says, I hold that the Moshe Azoy, that in fact, Rav Moshe says, Ichalta lekuli alma bein akoin to Yochanan bein akoin to Rish Lakish in the Sugya, that they argue about a person that is mafresh shikloy and it got lost. Rav Moshe and Rav Yochanan holds the Chiv Achrayas and Rish Lakish holds it risen. Rav Moshe says, Ich zog, that both Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish agree that in fact the Machsa Shekel became Kodosh at the moment of the Hafrosha, but the Amirose Lagavoya became Kodosh. And Void, not only does it become Kodosh, but you mamash mekayim the mitzvah of Zeyitnu at that moment. You mekayim it, even if the gizbor, the shliach, didn't take it physically from your hands yet. So what? You're ready to mekayim it because Amirose Lagavoya went into the Rishus Hekdesh and mekayim. The machloikis Habecham Shlokish is in an oid chiv, like the Moshe, in the tzveita chiv. Is there an additional chiv that you have a chiv achrayas to see to it that it comes to the Rishus of the Lishka Alein, that in order that it should be a Torum from there? And then it's a tzveiter, then which Rabbi Yochanan holds of, because of that thing, this is in a chreis, and granted, it happens to be that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So, therefore, over here in the Sugya, and in the Mishnah, where it says, you'll add a mitzar of shkorm lidl choinois, and you'll let him take the machsa shekel silver coins and convert them into gold coins, and a statement you shall me that he could even have used margolias, he could have used pearls, if not for the fact that maybe the pearls will go down. That whole nekuda, Zakhtar Moshe, that's after the mitzvah is kind, because Ichalt, and it's not like the Shiori Korban who holds that the mitzvah is not miskayim until it gets to Hekdish. But Moshe says, Ichal, the mitzvah is already miskayim. And the Rietz and the mitzvah Machsa Shekel is Dafka with silver, and everybody holds like that. And it's not totally in a mayor and the Rabbonah. It's Nichol and Zeg Yitnu that you have to Dafka give Kesef. Machsa Shekel Kesef. Dafka Kesef. Zotir Moshe. That's not even a machloikis. That's not a shayla. But this that we find over here in the Sugya that you could use afterwards, after it's already given over to Amirosa Lugavoya, and you're Makayim the mitzvah, I'll be the derech of the Irgis Moshe. So now you're able to convert it because you're Mekayim the mitzvah of giving the Machsa Shekel Kesef. The under it's Sveiter din, the Sveiter Chiv, that you have to see to it that it gets to Hekdish. That's something else. That's if the mitzvah was Miskayim, and at that point you could be poiked like any pidyon Hekdish, and you could certainly be poiked to the Hekdish, and that point onto the Shavek Kesef. So we have a machloikas between the Igros Moshe and the Korban Eid and the Shiori Korban when the Kiyam Mitzvah takes place. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Kiyam Mitzvah Masa Shekel takes place the moment that you mafresh it, but there's an oid din noise of according to Rabbi Yochanan, and according to the Shiori Korban, it doesn't take place yet until it's given over into the Rishus of Hekdesh. We find, however, Gedolei Achroinim, a number of Shitas that they hold, they go even further, and it's not just the Shaila of the Mitzvah wasn't Miskayim, but they want to say, and they want to bring certain smuchen and proofs to this thing, that even a filler, the Kedusha Alein wasn't even yet Kodosh, at least according to some Shitas, until it gets into Rishus Hekdesh, and the Hafrasha of the Masa Shekel just designating and setting it aside, if it wasn't yet given over to the Gilbert, it can sign that it wasn't even Kodosh yet at all. An important Maramokim over here is the Divrei Chaim and the Tshuva and the Rechaim Chelak Aleph Lamed Zayin. The Divrei Chaim over there addresses the question of what is the Machloikas of Yechon Rish Lakish. Again, the same Machloikas of Yechon Rish Lakish that Moshe just addressed, and there are and hold that if you mafish a shekel and then you lose it, so there's a chiyav achrayos, apparently even a derayos, there's a chiyav achrayos and you have to replace it. According to Rish Lakish, you mach the mafish a shekel, so it's kolecha de iser, it's berishus gavoya, already got to the berishus gavoya, and memeilu, it got there to the hektish, it was meskayim, and you don't have to replace it. So why, fret the Divrei Chaim, why would the Yechanan dings on this thing? And the Divrei Chaim nemdon, in other words, the way he understood the sugi and the Yerushalmi, that the Yechanan is going to dings on the etzem halacha that it got to the berishus gavoya. Rish Lakish, what are you talking? The moment that a mafresh it got to the Rishus Gavoya in the Mitzvah game. So it comes out, so the Vichayim, the Yechanan hold that it didn't even get to the Rishus Gavoya yet at all. It wasn't, didn't become Kaddish and wasn't received by Hekdesh. Favos Frechter, that's a big Yisoid, it's a Sugya, in Kedushin Chofches, in various places, the Gemara says very clearly that Amirose Gavoya is Kemsirose Lehedit, Gevent Lechavitan Amakdish, something it right away goes into the Rishus of the Gavoya, it becomes Hekdesh. So why would Rabbi Yechanan Dingzach on this thing over here? Shtayt in the Vichayim, a new Yisoid, that he holds that in this specific case of Machsa Shekel, there's a Machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish, Bechlal, whether even Sam Rossi Lagavoy applies, and whether it became Kodesh at the time of the Hafrosha. The Vichayim wants the Taina, he tells Tzu on this, a Ran, in Kedushin Daf Chof Ches, Omud Beis, that the Ran over there says that the Hezber in this din of Rossi Lagavoy, Xos Lehedit, and state in Ran is because it starts out with the Vort that Rossi Lagavoy blives like a Nidre Hektish, like a Nidre Hektish, a Neder. The Vort of the Neder is, Dr. Yitzaran, because there's a harvocha lehektish durch them. Hektish has what to gain through this amirosa legavoy. You're donating this table, this chair, this item to hektish. So hektish gains from that. The mailer is a din of a nidri hektish. And once the nidri hektish is a special halacha that's chal, that it's tinske, rishus gavoya is every single makom in the world. Hektish is a ruchniastic thing that's not limited physically by a particular area. It's not in one place and not another. It's everywhere. So a mailer, it says, if it's misirosa lehektish, it's mamash already given over. But the Ran is bases this musik upon the fact that there's a harvocha lehektish, and hektish has what to gain durch your neder. Zokt of them, the Rebbe Chaim over here, we have to be explaining very good by the case of machzah shekel. Because the emes is that you could tainu the hektish gains nothing when a person sets aside a machzah shekel. Because I feel that before the person set it aside, he had an absolute obligation, an absolute chiyuv to bin a mitzvah toyer, dini a toyer, to every year has to give a half of a shekel, a machzah shekel. Hektish is not gaining, it doesn't gain anything special just because in the privacy of your home you took a particular coin and set it aside. Why should hektish gain anything from that? Even before you did that, you were obligated to machzah shekel. The hektish has possibly what to lose. Because if you wouldn't have taken this coin privately and set it aside, if you would have gone all the way to Beis HaMikdash and given it over there, so the hektish has no chance of losing anything if it gets lost, the coin gets lost. But over here, you do in the privacy of your home, you took a shekel and made it be chal, and now the hektish is going to take it now, and it's going to be chal at this point. What happens if the coin gets lost, and then you're going to lose, the hektish will lose out. So why, what, there's not a harvocha in hektish in this. If anything, it might be a giroin. Maybe hektish has what to be nifsa to lose at. So mela, since there's no gain to hektish in this designating a particular coin, so Rabbi Yochanan held, zok the Rebbe Chaim, that it's not chal the din of Rosh Lekavir, because Rosh Lekavir at all. And the mela didn't even become kadosh, so kolshkein, that it's not going to make him a mitzvah, it's nothing. It just Tama took a coin and set it aside. It's mamash chulin gemorin. That's why Rabbi Yochanan held that if the coin gets lost, you chayav achrayas. Ankin Rish Lakish held that it's intrinsically called a gift to Hektish. You know, you took the coin, gave it to Hektish, you gifted it to Hektish, now Hektish has a coin. So a male does a lane, the gift to Hektish, that's automatically Amirosi Lagavaya, Mesirosi Lahedid, and Rish Lakish held that did become Kodesh already at the moment of the Amir of the Hafrasha, and that's why he holds that the mitzvah is already in Niskayim, it already became Kodesh and Rishus Gavaya, and that's why Rish Lakish holds that if it gets lost, you're not Machayev to Yimashlim it. So you see that the sheet of the Divri Chaim is what? That he holds that this Shiloh of when the mitzvah is Niskayim, that's A. And B, when the Hektish is Chal, both of those Shailas are totally in the Mechoges Rechem Shlokish. And granted, of course, since we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan the Halacha, it's going to come with the Divrei Chaim holds that until it gets to the physical Rishus of the Gavoya, you hand it over to the Gizmor, it's not going to be Chal altogether and not going to be a Kiyum Ha Mitzvah of Matzah Shekel, because there's no way to designate it with Amirosi Lagavaya in this case, and that's what's going to come out of the Maskana from the Derech of the Divrei Chaim. Not like Rav Moshe, who holds that the Mitzvah is Kayim and the Hektish is Chal, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, but the Naya Din Noisel of a Din Havor to bring it, that's the Din that wasn't Chal, and what's Machayev the Achrayo is the fear of Yochanan. The emes is that in the Har Ephraim of Anort, one of the Mefarshi Yerushalmi, the Har Ephraim, we see Beferish that he understood like Rav Moshe Feinstein and not like the Divrei Chaim, and he spells the thing out very clearly in the shtickel in the Har Ephraim. He says that both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish agree 100% that you make your amidos l'gavoya and it's chal, it becomes hektish and everything. And Bemitz is a key of mitzvah zokter. Nor was then, he says, there is a shiloh Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. He wants to tie it like this. He says if you look in Chulin of Kuflam Tesam Aleph, you'll see that the Gemara over there Beferish speaks out that if a person says hare olai, a lashon of a neder, hare olai. So if it is hare olai, a kochim is beach, hare olai lahovi oil the mussel, for example. So the Gemara speaks out of it there that even after he's mafresh the oil, the neder of the hare olai is not yet fulfilled. If it's nignavoy shavd, if something happens to it, stolen or whatever, you have to bring another one. So that says the Gemara. That's by kochim is beach. As I state in the Gemara, by kochim is beach, by a korban. Ma'ashen can a person says hare olai to give to bedek habayis, to give an item to bedek habayis, and then he sets aside something for bedek habayis, bricks or whatever. It is exactly. So then Zok the Gemara in Chol and Kofla Metes, if subsequently gets stolen or something happens to those bricks, the person is not Mechuyev to mash them again a second time, because by the case, like Rashi speaks out over there, Rashi explains the sugya over there, that by the case of Bedek HaBayis, Rashi says there's a word called Hakoil Gizborim. In other words, so what? He didn't physically hand it over to the Gizbor. Every single Yid could collect it for Hektish and be a taker that he'll get to give it over. He'll be in charge to give over to Hektish. So the moment that I speak out that I said Harei Alai Lebedek Habayis Nige, and your hand, you set aside the bricks. That's a fulfillment of the neder of the Harei Alai. Zokta Harei Harafrayim. Oh, Abazoy b'Machsa Shekel. I'm going to have a Shiloh, which he says is going to be the Mechuyev of Yerachem Rish Lakish, and the Shiloh will be whether I'm a dam b'Machsa Shekel to Kochim is Beach, which the Chiyuv is not fulfilled until the person actually hands it over physically to Hektish, like by the case of a korban that you have to bring it to the Azorah if you said the Harei Alai. Or do we say it's limited to Bedek Habayis? Zokta. On the one hand, we could tie that the whole purpose of Machzor Shekel is to go to Korban Tzibur. So Meila has like a Kedushas Korban, or potential Kedushas Korban, and Meila has it done like a Korban, and until you actually hand it over physically, it's not Miskayim yet, the Torah Sachiv and the Mitzvah. That's one way to look at it. Or I could say, Zokter, that Afal Pikein, even though these Machzor Shekel coins, the purpose is to eventually get to be a Korban Tzibur and to produce Korban Tzibur from them, but that Chiv of Havoas Korban Tzibur is not Mutl on each Yochid. Each Yochid only has a din to give a Machzor Shekel. The din that to give, bring the Korban Tzibur, that's a din Noisa, that's Mutl on the Tzibur, but Klolus, and then it's going to be after it's brought to the base of Mikdash. Then the Tzibur as a whole, the Gevorim, they're in charge, they buy the Korban Tzibur, but there's not a din on each Yochid to bring a Korban Tzibur. So that his din is only to give a Machzor Shekel toward that purpose. So Mela, therefore I could say that the Machzor Shekel are not doing it to Kedushas Korban in this area, and the moment that I set aside the Machzor Shekel, it's a fulfillment and a complete kiyum of the mitzvah. And that the Harafraim wants to say is a machlokes of Eichmer Shlokas. He does a lane. I mean, he's very, very clear about the Harafraim that he's learning with the basic derech of the Igros Moshe. That says that Avadei Kedusha is chal and it's kodesh already. And the shaila is whether there's an additional chiyuv havor on the Machzor Shekel, which is medamet to the din havor that a person has on a korban. There is another important maramokam in this inyan, a maramokam in Rishonim, a Rabbeinu Gershom on the side of the page in the Gemara B'chiris Taf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, which is brought down and discussed over here by the Gvuras Yitzchok. And for this we need to explain, this is worth taking at a moment and explaining this inyan. The Gvuras Yitzchok wants the taina that in this Mishnah that we mentioned before, at the beginning of the Mishnah, that you're allowed to be machlif the shkolim into darchoinoif mepnei masi haderech. So I have a lot of silver coins, and the people are bringing it. They want to convert it to the gold coins because of the weight of the derech, the masi haderech. The Vuris Yitzchok Tain is that if you look carefully, this mission is brought down in Bechorei Staf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, and Rashi and Bnei Gershom explained it very slightly differently, and he wants to say that there's a big nafgemina. The Bnei Gershom over there on the side of the page says like this. He says that hagizbor, which is to say the gizbor, yochol hazov. In other words, that he's learning, like we had in the past, in the first parak, that the Bezin sends Hektish, sends Shluchim, they send people in by the tables, and they collect the coins. That says we're talking specifically in this Mishnah, the way the Rabbeinu Gershom is explaining, that it was the Gizborim, the Gizborim are like a Yad Hektish. When the Gizbor takes it, that's like Hektish, Mamish physically already received it. Hektish can't receive, Hektish is a Ruchniastic entity, but the Gizbor is like a Yad of the Hektish, and we're talking here that the Gizbor received it in town over here, and the Gizbor is the one who wants to converted onto the gold coins. That's how Rabbeinu Gershom learns. That's in contrast to Rashi right over there in Bechoras Daf Nun Aleph that Rashi speaks out. Mitzarfen zok Rashi bnei ho'ir she'sholchan shikleim liyushalayim. That says Rashi is learning that the bnei ho'ir are sending. They're appointing their shliach and they're sending the shkolim to Yerushalayim. So Rashi says mitzarfen oisam v'loich v'hem darchoin oisov tvuim gold coins etc. So Rashi is not learning from Rabbeinu Gershom that the gizbor is the one that is converting the coins into gold. But rather, Rashi's learning that Bnei Ho'ir Aleinu are doing it. Zokt of them, the Gvuris Yitzchok, he wants to tell you that there's a big nafgemina between these shitas. The reason why the Bnei Gershom made the Ukimta, which is not mafurish in the Mishnah at all, why did he make the Ukimta that we're talking specifically that the Gizbor is the one converting it? Because he learned up that what? See, Zokt the Gvuris Yitzchok, because since the mitzvah of Nesinas Machzor Shekel is not miskayim until after it reaches the Yad HaGizbor, that's the Gvuris Yitzchok Nemzon based on this Bnei Gershom, that the mitzvah is only miskayim when it reaches the hand of the Gizbor. So now, after the mitzvah is miskayim and the gizbor already has it, so it's like a physically given over to Hekdish, then the mitzvah is already miskayim, and then I'll be able to take the silver coins and convert them to gold. Until the mitzvah is miskayim, you can't do it because I've been engaged with naming on b'pshitas that the mitzvah machzor shekel is only miskayim with silver coins. But once it gets to the other gizbor, then it's possible to change it over into gold coins. That's because after the mitzvah is already miskayim. Ma'ashen came Rashi, Zoktavur Yitzchok. Rashi held, and he understands that Rashi maskim to the Bnei Gershom on the Yisoid HaDvorim that you see Bnei Gershom, that the mitzvah is only miskayim after it reaches the physical Yad HaGizbor. The reason that Rashi held that the Bnei Ho'ir are able to convert it into gold coins is because Rashi learned up that you can miskayim the mitzvah Machzor Shekel with Shavah Kesef. Good, it says here in Yerushalmi, you know, we don't let you in abundance to use pearls, but you could use Shavah Kesef, so you could use gold coins. The mitzvah miskayim do Shavah Kesef. So that gufa is the Gvuras Yitzchok, that is the machlokes Rashi and Bnei Gershom. In other words, he's understanding, like you see from Bnei Gershom, and he's understanding that
that Rashi agrees that the mitzvah is only miskayim when it reaches the hands of the gizbor. But Rashi and Gershom argue whether the mitzvah could be fulfilled with gold coins, so then the Bnei Ha'ir could actually change it over before it reached the yad gizbor. Or do we say the mitzvah is only miskayim with kesef, and then, which is actually how the Gris Moshe learned up in the Maskana Shiri Korban, is only miskayim with kesef, and then I'll be able, then I have to say the Bnei Gershom does say that it's only the gizbor who's able to change it over. If it's Yitzchak is Moisef, that it does seem to be a mamash machloikis, a befeirish machloikis in this shayla, if the machsa shekel is miskayim, the mitzvah is miskayim with shove kesef. The Kiryas Sefer in Perek Beis of Hashkolim says, lo yipki the Torah. The Torah was only mapped just for the shavius of a chatzi shekel. Whatever, just me'edim at Be'er She'iyah, the Kiryas Sefer understands that any kind of coin, whatever, the Torah is not mapped on exactly the mitzvah of a silver coin, as long as it has that value. Mashen, can he brings out that the Orach HaShulchan speaks out and Dini Machs HaShekel at the end of Perek Beis, that the Orach HaShulchan speaks out, and the Orach HaShulchan Osin, that the mitzvah of Machs HaShekel is Miskayim Dafka with Kesef, and he's Medayek from the Lashon Rambam that says, Venois of Machs HaShekel Kesef, in the beginning of Shehoch HaShkom Aleph Aleph, the Rambam speaks out such a Lashon Machs HaShekel Kesef, so the Orach HaShulchan understands that that's Dafka, and that's the Machloikis, Befeirish Machloikis, among the later Gedoilim, the Kiryas Sefer, the Orach HaShulchan, whether Machs HaShekel is Miskayim, the mitzvah of Miskayim, even with Shove Kesef or Dafka with Kesef, he wants to tain it that Toloi in Rashi. In his understanding of the Bnei Gershom, the Gvuras Yitzchak is shtelling avek. He's understanding that the Kiyam Mitzvah is only fulfilled based upon that when it's given to the Gizbor, and only at that point is the mitzvah fulfilled. Is there a Kiyam Mitzvah? And he's understanding Rashi also learns this way. It's just that Rashi holds that you're allowed to fulfill the Ikra Mitzvah Masa Shekel durch the giving of Shavah Kesef, and mainly you can convert the coins into gold even for the mitzvah of this game. This is really not like Ramosha learns up Rashi in Bechiris and Negris Moshe. The Rashi, Ramosha learns up Rashi that the Kiyam Mitzvah is already Miskayim the moment that it's made into Hekdush, which Ramosha says the moment that you makdish it, you make it into Hekdush, you mafish it into Hekdush, and the Kiyam Mitzvah is Miskayim. There's an extra din to make sure it gets to the Gizbar, but at that point, that they're just making sure the value gets there, that Ramosha says then you're allowed to convert. So Ramosha understands, in other words, not like that, not like the Vuras Yitzchak on these points. He understands that the mitzvah is Miskayim early on when you mafish, and that's why after that, you're able to convert it to Shavah Kesef, because the Moshe names on that even according to the Rashi, the mitzvah is not miskayim with Shavah Kesef, but when you mafish it at home and you makayim the mitzvah, then it's only after that, according to the Igris Moshe, that you're able to machal the silver coins onto a Shavah Kesef, onto a gold coins. Now, let's move on to the next Negeya de Gemara Mokim here on the Daf, and we'll see another Shita, Bin Kama Achroinim. The Mishnah says in Halacha Beis, in the next Mishnah, that means to say that I gave over my shekel to a shliach, that he should be shekel for me, the shekel de atzmoy. And that shliach, thought the Mishnah, takes the masa shekel for himself, and he gives it as his own egen, a masa shekel. Instead of giving it the shlichus of his chaver that gave it to him, he gives it as his own egen, independent masa shekel. So the Mishnah says, "Im nitrumah truma moal." If the truma salishka had already taken place at the time when the shliach hands this thing over to Hekdesh for himself, the truma salishka already took place. So then the shliach is moyel, and he's having the din me'ilah by taking for himself for his own kiyum. They say taking for his own kiyum that which was really be'etzem given as a Hekdesh sticker, fulfillment of the masa shekel by the mishaleach by the chaver. The Mishnah says, "What? When does that take place? Only if that's only true if it's nitrumah truma. Only if the Truma Salishka already was Nitram, and only then, when I give it to Hekdesh, Oivron Mila. What in the world is a pshat? Why does it have to have been Nitram Achuma in order for this din to be true? Why don't you just say, Stamazoi, he deals Makdesh a shekel, his shekel for his kiyum, I took it for my kiyum, and I misused it, I'm automatically over. Makdesh Toif, what in the world is the difference whether it was Nitram Achuma or not? So there's a number of beforeshim, really, bantam on the page, in the Toysis Horid, which is the Hoysophis of Ritvaz, on the page of the Ushalmi, and the that's in the Yerushalmi printed Yerushalmi. You have the Ridvaz and the Toysis Arid, and also have the same thing in the Gilyan Hashas. Early in Halacha Aleph, there's a long Gilyan Hashas, which is on the side of the page of the Yerushalmi, and both the Gilyan Hashas and the Toysis Arid make the Diyuk in this mission, and they both say that you see for this mission of Mirid Gezach that until the Hatruma of the Truma Salishka has taken place, as they say, everybody gave the Masa Shekel and they put the coins in the Lishka, only Speter, when the Truma of the Lishka takes place, only then is the Din Hektish Chal on the coins. Until then, the coins are chulin gemurin. That's how they understand it. Until then, the coins are chulin. Why that should be, that we'll have to see later. But it seems as if it's a special din that the coins can't become kodesh until then. But Eishayir, as I state in the Toises Arid, in the Ridbaz, and in the Golin Hashas, that they bought that the pshat that these coins are chulin until the Shemas Lishka. That's what the Mishnah says. Pashit, if the Lishka was already nitram and the Shemas Lishka took place, then the coins are hegdish, and only then do I say. So then, of course, the coins become hegdish even beyond a shliach, because that's when hegdish takes possession of these coins. So Mela, at that point, the coin is kodesh already. So if I use it for my own kiyum rather than for the shalech, kiyum are even me'ila. Otherwise, I'm not even me'ila. I'm stealing it for my own purpose, but it's not me'ila, because the coin is still cholam gemura. That's what the Tosfos Arid, the Mishnah, and the Gilgal Hashas say. That until the actual tshuma of the lishka, the coins are cholam. And the way they're understanding that it's a din of the Mishnah, for Steitzach, it's going to be a problem understanding that's a machlokes of Yechon Shlokish, because l'chayra, it can't be a machlokes of Meroim if it's a yesoid that's mavur in the Mishnah, that only at the point that it's shumas alishka is the coins going to be able to be kodesh. So how do you do understand about Chazir Shlokish? We'll deal with Mitzvah Shem B'Lineh later, we'll see. But that this is a big yesoid that comes out of these achroinim, that until the time when the lishka is nitram, the coins are cholin gemurin. Now, let's say over a little bit what it says. There are a couple of Mar Mekaymes, Tshuvas Oynig Yontef Simen Chof Vov, and it's Sofnas Paneach in Chelik Aleph, Hilchas Erech in Vov Tezayin, that really, they get into a big argument, each independently examine a big stira in this Zach, and it's stira in Rambam, and they come up with two very different mahalchim. So any Yontif asks some weirdig stira in Rambam in the Zach, and he says you have to miyashiv it and say, oh, you saw it. What is a stira in the Rambam? He says, okay, the Rambam in Hilchois Shkolim Perik Gimel Halacha Yud brings in our Mishnah Kapshutai, and the Mishnah says that if Shliach takes the Yenim Sheka, which is supposed to give for the Yenim, and he's Halach Veshikloy the Atzmoy, that he was Shikloy for himself. The Rambam says, "Im nitrum a truma mal hashoikel." Okay, so far that's lashon mishnah mal hashoikel. The Rambam legs two extra words: "Shezeh hashekel b'rishus hektishu." This shekel is now in the rishus of hektish. Shekvar tormu al ha'osid legvois, because they already were toyreim for the osid legvois. In other words, even though you're holding it in your hand, it didn't get to the base of mikdash area yet. Afal pikein, when the toyreim it's chal on the shekel as well. That's osid legvois, and therefore the coin has a din of the being b'rishus hektish. That's why at that point there's a din me'ila. If the shliach misuses it, as opposed to before the din of the point of the trumas alishka, apparently it's not yet brishos hegdish. That's what's mashman Rambam, and therefore there's no meila. Okay, this is a very apparently a starker raya from the lashon of Rambam that the mission is mamash kipshutai, and the reason is kipshutai also because the coin only goes into the rishos of hegdish at the point of the trumas alishka. That's one Rambam zokto einig yontif. Obir, there's a big stira gedoyla to this, and a different Rambam in hilchos meila perik vav aloch yud gimel, because over there the Rambam himself says that hamafresh shikloy, a person is mafresh, just mafresh, mafresh the shekel. Voitzioy b'shar tzrochov, then you yourself will misuse it for some personal use. Who are yechavein? Who bechaveiroy moal? That the Ram yoiv hamilo. And over there, there's no shum zecher in the Rambam to say that it's only after the lishka was nitram, after the shemas alishka. So over there, it seems that if a person personally takes his own coin that he was mafresh in his own home at the for machsa shekel, he takes that coin and uses it for his personal use. Says he's moil already, and there apparently it seems the coin is already kadosh. It's a brishus a hektish already before the trumas alishka, and therefore the Rambam says flatly over there that if you, that's based on a tesefta in the tesefta shkolim, this din, and the Rambam paskins this din, although the Rambam paskins din of the Mishnah. So we have a meiridik a stira, and this is discussed by the Einig Yontif and by the Tzofnas Paneach, the Rogatchover, how to be miyashiv the stira in Rambam. In our Mishnah, the Rambam is mashma, seems to say clearly that only after the trumas alishka the coin is kadosh and it's brishus hektish, whereas and the Rambam and Hilchos Me'ila, based on the Tesefta, the Rambam seems to say clearly, not like that, that the coin is already kadosh the moment that he was mafreshed. So we have on this two very different drochim, the derech of the Einig Yontif in Simcha Vav, and the derech of the Tzofnas Paneach. The Einig Yontif's derech is a bit dochuk in the Loshen HaRambam. The Tzofnas Paneach is very surprising in Svora. It's two very different shitas. The Einig Yontif says that Avada, the Iker, is really, if you want to understand, when it comes to Brishos Hektish, the Iker is Rambam Hilchos Me'ila, based on the Tesefta, and Avada, the moment that the person is Mafris is Shekel, it's already in the Brishos of the Me'ila, in the Brishos of Hektish. It became Hektish, and that's why the Rambam is saying Kepshuta in Hilchos Me'ila, if I myself misuse it, they do it for personal use, me or my chaver, after it's mafresh and it's hektish. So a moil, it doesn't depend on whether the lishka was nitram or not. So why is it, Zokte, that in the special case of our Mishnah, the Rambam Paskins in the Cheshkolim, that the Me'ilah, in other words, the case of the Mishnah was what? That my Chaver made me a Shliach to give the Master Shekel coin for him. It's his coin to give in his name, and I gave it in my own name. So there, it totally specifically on whether the Lishka was already in the Cham. So Yontif, that's based on a Gans and a Nai Alumdus as follows. The Tain is that in the case of our Mishnah, we have a unique thing, which is that Hektish doesn't lose anything in the case of our Mishnah. Why didn't Hektish lose anything? Because if the Lishka was not yet Nitram yet, the Tzumas HaLishka did not yet take place yet, and Yenim made me a Shliach to take his coin over to the Beis HaMikdash, and I misuse the coin for my purpose, I give it to myself, the Halacha is like we saw earlier in the earlier Sukkah, at the beginning of the Perek, that this Chayav Ba'achrayas, and the original Meshaleach has to give another coin to Hektish, right? It's like a Nignuoy of the Baderch, that if it's not yet Nitram HaLishka, the Halacha is that Yenim is going to have to give another coin. So therefore, Zokter, if it wasn't yet Nitram HaLishka, since the Meshaleach will have to replace it with a second coin, it comes that Hektish is not actively losing anything. The halacha is zokter that if Hektish doesn't lose anything, that you're not mechuyev, the moyel is not mechuyev to pay karen to Hektish. To pay the karen, there's a din karen mechuyev usually, the karen is not going to be mechuyev to be paid if Hektish didn't lose anything, which it didn't if it was not yet nitram halishka. Because over there, like we said earlier, the Meshaleach will have to replace it and replace it with another one. If it was already nitram halishka, so there we saw earlier on that there it was chal on the coins b'chamah. And there we saw earlier that the Meshaleach is not going to have to replace the coins, and then Hektish sustained a loss by the fact that you misused it and took it for yourself. So then, there is Chal the din of Tashlumin, that's the din Me'ilah. You have to pay Karen, and once you have to pay Karen, you have to pay Karen v'chaymish, and the whole din of Me'ilah is Chal. Masha'ein came zok there in the case where it was not yet Nitcham of the Lishka. So over there, the halacha is that since the Meshaleach will have to replace the coin that was, because that's like any time, that the Shliach, something happened to it in the hands of the Shliach, and never got there. So the Meshaleach has to replace it, like we saw, if it wasn't yet Nitzma the Lishka. Kum to Choyz, the Meshaleach has to replace it, so the Hektish isn't sustaining any real loss. So therefore, the Moya won't have to pay Karen. And he brings down the Nigyan from Sochem Daf Choftes, that if there's no Din Karen, there's also no Din Chomish for Osham. Like this, Gevain Tluch Me'ilah is Karen Chomish for Osham. If there's no Din Karen, there's no Chomish for Osham. Over here, before Nitzma the Lishka, Hektish didn't sustain a loss. There's no Tashlumei Karen. And Me'ilah, there's no Tashlumei Chomish for Osham either. So that's why the Rambam Paskins and the Mishnah says over here, that only if it was after Nitzim HaTshuma, then there's a din of Moal, which means that you have to pay Karen Chamesh V'Yasham, there's a din Tashlumin and Karbin that you have to pay, all because that it's only after Nitzim HaLishka that there's a loss to Hektish by the fact that you took it for your own purpose. If it wouldn't have been Nitzim HaLishka, there's no loss to Hektish because the Meshaleach has to replace it, and therefore you don't have to pay Karen Chamesh V'Yasham, which is why it speaks out over here already Nitzim HaTshuma. As I state in the Enigyantu, Abibi Yasoid Advarim, he says, Klor, that the Iker in understanding when it becomes Hektish is, that's in the Sefta, that's in the Rambam Hilchos Me'ilah, that's Mavur, that if a person mamish misuses his own personal use, not that he gave it to Hektish, and not that there was a Shliach, where you have a whole discussion that we said, that the Shliach is going to have the Meshaleach have to replace it anyway, v'chol. Sam, you took your own coin, your own Masa Shekel coin, and you misused it. So now Hektish will sustain a loss, obviously, you're misusing it for your purpose. Over there, Klor, the Halacha is, like you see in the other Rambam, and in the Sefta, that from the moment of Hafroshes, when the Hektish is Chal, because that's always the din that the Hafrosha, the Hektish is always Chal at the moment of the Hafrosha. That's the Enigyantif. Of course, the Grada is a little bit dochig in the Lashon Rambam, like we mentioned, because the Rambam Grada's Lashon is that if it's Nitzim at Shoma, so then you're Moyel, because Shazah Shekel Bershus Hektish Shekhar Tormu. The Rambam seems to say that it only becomes Bershus Hektish after the Shum of the Lishka, and before that it's Chulin. That's what it looks like, which is actually how, like we said before, that's how the Gilyan Ashas learns in the Yushalmi, that's how the Sarid learns in the Yushalmi. However, the Enigyantif learns not like that, based upon the Tesefta, and in the Rambam Alein, based upon the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah. All that is the derech of the Enigyantif. However, the Rogachov in the Tzoftas Paneach, like you mentioned before, insists that you have to learn this din kipshuta over here. Like we said, that's the pashas of the Rambam. And you must learn that the actual coins don't become kodosh, and there's no hektish, din hektish that's chal on the coins until the Trumas HaLishka. And that's why there's no me'ilah over here, and that which is the pashas of the Rambam, no me'ilah unless the Trumas HaLishka already took place. The Rogachov brings in Befeish, the Tesefta, and the Rambam, that said Befeish that if you are moil and you take the coins for your own private use, then there is a hekdesh. Even apparently there wasn't a trumas alishke yet. From this, the Tzavtas Paneach says a big chiddush. He wants the taina, and he explains that Tzavtas Paneach, why should it be bechlal? Why bechlal should it be zokter that the coin shouldn't get a din hekdesh on them until the trumas alishke? Well, from us, I mean, why should it be like that? The zokt of them, the Tzavtas Paneach, that's based on a tzushtel to a drosh and chulung of kuflam etesam et aleph. And the Gemara speaks a person who's noider erki olai or erich ploini olai makes a neder of eruchin. So it says in the Gemara there that it's chulin actually avoyli ad gizbor. And even if he sets aside the coins for the tashlumen of the erki olai, the coins do not get a kedusha until it comes to ad gizbor. Why? A pasuk. The nosan es ho erkcha bayomahu kodesh. The Gemara says einon kedoshim atchas nasina. As I state in the Gemara there. So in other words, the nosan and then it's kodesh. When you give it to the gizbor, that's its kodesh. A special then you're paying a chiyav tashlume Eruchin until the actual Nesina Liyad Gizbor doesn't become Kodesh. Zok the Rogachavir over here as well, where the person is paying his obligation Machsa Shekel, we can learn from Yenid Drosha that the fact that Aistam was Mafresh at the private semi home does not get a Kedusha. And the Rogachavir understands that over there it's totally a Nesina Liyad Gizbor. But here it's totally in the active usage that a Hektish will be able to buy Korbanis from it, but that doesn't take place until Shem Sadeshka. So a male over here, that Din Vinosan Esa Erkach, who is going to be Darshan to here, and we'll say it's chulin until the actual Shemas Alishka when Hektish receive coins with a Kedushas Korban Mavish, that's when the Shemas Alishka takes place, and that they could use for the purchasing of Korbanis. The Mela Zok the Rogachover, that's the headbrain. He explains this, and it's why should it be in this? Achrenin learned this way. You know, why should it be Taka that you should have a Zadin that the coins are chulin until the Shemas Alishka? Because it's Darshan and it's learned from the Drosha of Erechin Vinosan. Until the Vinosan, the coins are chulin, and he understands that the Vinosan is Miskayim by the case of Master Shekel, only when Hektish actively gets coins of the Kedushas Korban Mamish, and that takes place at the time of the Trumas Halishka. Zok the Rogachover Ober, but this din of the Nosan is only Chal if it's a glory that these coins, these Masa Shekel coins, will eventually taka reach the Rishos Hektish. If the taka reach the Rishos Hektish, then it's Chal this din of the Nosan, and it doesn't become Kodesh until the time of the Nesina, which is the Trumas Halishka. What happens, Zok, if it's a glory, Milsa, that these coins taka never reach the Rishos Hektish, so that then the din of the Nosan isn't Chal, then it's like any coin, Tommy Maktish, something that it's Chal in the Yad. So he holds the Rogachover that's Mittel Tol of a coin. In the case of the Sefta and the Rambam, where the person was mafresh the shekel coins, and then he misused it for a cholendika purpose of tzorchei atzmoi. So there it's a glory that these coins never reached the Rishos Hektish. So then there's a kosa v'nosan is not chal, and then the coins are kodesh right away. So a mela, because it's a glory milsa, these coins never reaching the Rishos Hektish and the Trumas Alishka. So a mela, that's where I say richtig, like the Sefta says in the Rambam, that the coins are going to be mela right away, because the Hektish is chal right away. Ma'ashenkin and our Mishnah, which these coins did eventually reach the Rishos Hektish. But you took it for your own shekel coin, after your chavah shekel coin, and the mindset eventually reached the Rishos Hektish. So there the Venosan is chal, the Xeras HaKosav is chal, and the coins don't come Kodesh until they reach the Rishos Hektish Mamish, or the Shemat Halishka actually takes place, which automatically makes all the coins in the Rishos Hektish B'chomong Shehein. So that's why in our mission it's totally in if the Shemat Halishka took place. It's a chap on the part of the Rogachov, but the way he learns up the steer in the Mishnah at the Sefta, the way he fatiches it, he's Makayim, what Achrein Mataka Medayak, the Gleidashas, the Toysarit, Nakayim this Nakuda that Taka the coins are mamish chulin until Trumas Halishka. He's being masber why that is because of Xeris HaKosif, and he's explaining that Afal Pikein that's only mitla toloy on the fact that the coins eventually reach the Rishos of Hektish and the Trumas Halishka. If Tomer it's a glory milsa the coins never reached that point, then it's not chalda, then it's going to be mitla tol of a koi constantly depending will the coins Taka reach the Rishos Hektish. And Amela in the case where you misused it for your purpose, your personal purposes, so there the coins are Taka Kodesh right away, and that's a hezber in the Sefta. That's the Shita of the Tzavtas Paneach. Tzavtas Paneach further says al pidarkoi the yenem achloikas of Yechon Shlokish earlier. If a person was mafresh the coins and lost them, is he chayav b'achrayos? Zokta Tzavtas Paneach ich halt that their whole machloikas of Yechon Shlokish is only if the Trumas Halishka already took place. That's where it's a shaila if there's a chayav achrayos. If the Trumas Halishka did not take place, the coins are cholin. He understands that they're cholin according to everybody, even according to Shlokish. Nobody would disagree with that. That's what you see in the Mishnah here. That if the the coin get lost before the hafrosha, they might not be hekdesh at all. So no one's going to stand pat to you from having to be mashlem and achiyav achrayas. The machlokes of Rechem Shlokesh is talking about a case where it's already after the Trumas Halishka, and there be'etzem the person already fulfilled the din of giving the machsa shekel coins, and they became kodesh and everything. And afal pikein zok the rogat shavu Rabbi Yechon, still is a din noisif that it should physically reach the hand of hekdesh, and because it didn't physically reach hekdesh's hands, you're going to have to give a tveita coin to mashlem it. So let's offer the following brief sikum, because it's confusing. There's many shitas and drachim here. First, when it gets to the shaila of when the kiyum hamitzvah takes place, when is the person mekayeh the mitzvah of nesinas masa shekel zegitnu? Rav Moshe speaks at the Feirish in the Igros Moshe that the mitzvah is miskayeh, which he names on the kuli alma, at the moment when the person is mafreshit, which Rav Moshe understands zicha becomes kodesh, and zicha is a kiyum mitzvah nesina. It's miskayeh at the moment of hafrosha. Grader is a denoise of an extra add on halacha that you also have to bring it all to the place and make this. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's an andere derech that the Gvuras Yitzchak and the derech from Inegeshem, that the mitzvah is only niskayim at the moment of the havoli de gizbor, when it reaches the hand of the gizbor. He understands that that's why, according to Inegeshem, when the gizbor got it, then you're allowed to be poided onto gold coins. The gizbor didn't get it yet, you can't be poided, because the mekiyum mitzvah is fulfilled when it reaches the hand of the gizbor. There's another derech that would seem to be what comes out according to the Toysarid, according to the Gedan Hashas, according to the Rogachover, that they learned that the coin is not even kodesh until the time of the Trumas Halishka. Said according to them, it's going to follow that there's no kiyum mitzvah. It's still chulin, no kiyum mitzvah until the actual truma at the Trumas Halishka. It's because I had to point out, when I get to this, that on Daf Beis, we set over the Zichron Elazar, and the Zichron Elazar discusses, it says in Rishonim, the Chubas HaRashba, the Rishonim clear about where there's a brocha of a Shasta, Froshas Machsa Shekel, and the Rashba is Machadish, a special reason there's no brocha. Rabbi Yudah Ben Yochar holds there actually is a brocha. They give him the Machsa Shekel, which you make at the moment of the Hafrosha, and the Zichron Elazar tainus on the Rishonim that it's a Heksha Mitzvah B'Yalma, the Zichron no brocha, because until the actual Shumas Halishka is out there, the Mitzvah is not Miskayim, the Ikka Mitzvah is Miskayim, and the Raya is Zokter that Nignevoy of the Yechayah Bachriyosan until the Trumas Halishka. Says you see clearly Zokter that the mitzvah is miskayim until the time of the Trumas Halishka. So it's only a hechsher when you mafresh it zichah no bichas a mitzvah on that. We spoke about this at the time, but Lamay says you could see really this child of when the mitzvah miskayim is a big machloikis. Rav Moshe Feinstein nimtz bepshitos without like the zichah nalozer. He understands that the mitzvah is miskayim at the moment of the hafrosha, and it's a tzveita din nois of din achrayos, which is not really a chelik in the ikar mitzvah, and the Rav Moshe will stem well with those rishonim who claim about whether there's a mechza mitzvah on that. However, we do have other gedolim that really do learn like the zichron laws who understand that until the Trumas Halishka, the way they understand it, there's not even a kedusha that's chal on the coin until the Trumas Halishka, like the Rogachover, the Toisus Harid, the Gilin Hashas. According to them, the zichron laws will be actually zeh gerech pashtis that taka the actual hafrosh is only a hechsha bialma and no reason to declare about it that it should be a mechza mitzvah. And just to finish the sinkum, we have the Devi Chaim Shita that he holds that it's really totally the machloika samiroim and Yerushalmi, and Shlokish Agufa arguing about this Nakuda Gufa. According to Rish Lakish, the Hektish is Chal and the Mitzvah is Miskayim at the moment where Namafishit, Amirosa Lagavoya, Kemisirosa Lehedit, I was Mafish, I'm done. That's Gufa wise, and the Vichayim where Rish Lakish holds that there's no Dinachrayos if the coin gets lost from the private person after he's Mafish. And if it's not a private person, if it's in the hands of a Shliach, there's a special Takana, like the Yushalmi says, according to Rish Lakish, they have to replace it. But the Ikud Din, the Fidus Sheetus Rish Lakish is that the Mitzvah is Miskayim at the moment of the Hafrosha and becomes Kodesh and Mekayim the Mitzvah. Mashenken Rabbi Yochanan is choylik on that Gufa according to David Chaim, and he also he can't apply the din of Amirasa Lagavoyach Mizasa Lehediyah. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that the coin does stay cholin until it reaches Mamashli the Gizbor, the physically given over to the Gizbor. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not Kodesh till it reaches the hand of the Gizbor, and when it reaches the hand of the Gizbor, that's on the Mitzvah is Niskayim. So if we go like Rabbi Yochanan, David Chaim will be going like those who say that the Mitzvah is Niskayim at the time when it reaches Lidei the Gizbor.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.